All right, so welcome to the latest episode of the Still Untitled Podcast, otherwise known as Maybe Concussion. Maybe. My name is Andy. Maybe. I play the Rat Catchers and Butchers.
I'm Johnny, and I guess I'm still on the Morticians and Masons plan. Maybe Hunters? I still haven't decided what I'm actually playing for MomCon yet. I've been waffling like crazy, so we'll go with that.
Do you make waffles?
No.
Ooh, waffles.
Waffles? Not with them, no.
This is Jeremy. I still play Alchemist and really don't take it easy on new players.
Never should. No mercy.
Well, there's only so easy you can go with the smoke-led Alchemist team.
Correct. Yeah, you're going to leave.
Granted, afterwards, I did go and explain, like, and while we were playing, I'd be like, okay, you don't want to do that because this is what's going to happen, so maybe think about that. But then afterwards, we also talked about his team, the Engineers, which he was not playing his Engineer team the way they should be played. So had a good discussion about how his team should be played and also, like, against mine and stuff.
That's the way to do it then.
Yeah.
When he was playing Colossus, he was really trying to use him as a beat stick.
Yeah.
And Colossus is not a beat stick. Colossus is a ball control hog that just runs down the field. I mean, he's not meant to.
And he was never putting up minefield and some other things like that. He was trying to get in the scrum rather than playing the range game like he should have been.
Yeah, you play the range game or drop down minefields and say fuck you.
Yeah, so
it's pretty.
So we had a good talk afterwards. Like, it was like I didn't go full beat down because I never once did Catalyst's
witness me
thing and stuff like that. So.
Well, that's kind of cool. So I did see a topic kind of pop up. It was not specifically on any kind of Guild Ball forum, but it kind of pertains to podcasts in general. And I just popped up in my head, and also I just kind of said something about it before when I said fuck you. For your guys' podcast listening, do you like a PG or do you actually don't care? Do you like it? Because the way that like one of the other War Machine podcasts, Chain Attack, very similar to like with Crippled System, we try to make it so it's a conversation. So it's a conversation between friends.
Yeah. Exactly.
And as friends, we're going to sit there and, you know, we're going to swear once in a while. Do you feel that maybe we should try to PG up our podcast, or do you think we should just keep it going?
I like just keeping going. Everything I listen to, like all of like not War Machine and Guild Ball and podcasts I listen to, they're pretty much explicit. They're talking about like Ding Dong's getting ripped off and like,
ugh.
I listen to like, so there's this one podcast where that's like a running gag or whatever about this movie that may or may not have had a Ding Dong getting ripped off on it.
Is it Sin City?
No.
That happened in the movie.
No, it's Castle Freak is the movie.
Oh, I haven't.
It's a Stuart Gordon movie. It's really, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I've just heard many tales of it. Okay. But anyways, no. So like, I'm pretty okay with like just the conversational style. If F-bombs are dropped or whatever, that's totally cool.
Okay.
So,
I'm the same way. Some of my podcasts I listen to are PG and most of them aren't, but it's really just, it depends on how the people talk. Like if it just feels like a normal conversation and it just comes out in normal conversation, it's fine. If it feels forced, then it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't feel like people should censor themselves if it's just like a talk between friends and that's how you would talk normally in a normal conversation. Like I feel that flow is what works the best like just talk like you normally talk and like, because then it just feels like a regular flow and stuff like that. Mm. Natural, exactly. Yeah. It feels natural.
Yep. No sand. Yeah, no sand in your Vaseline.
Yeah.
So there's some exciting new things to come out for Guild Ball. Just earlier today.
Hot takes.
New caster, or not new caster.
New caster.
This is a War Machine. Get out of here, man.
Get out.
Oh, God. New captain. Previewed over on the Steamforge blog. Divana. The new captain for the Falconers.
Oh, she's
the sub guild of the Hunters.
Yeah. Quick rundown here: movement 5/8, attack 5, kick 3/6, defense 4, arm 1, influence 4/5. Like all pretty standard
16 health. Stats, yeah.
Five seems kind of low for a captain, though, generally.
Right, yeah. That's what they mentioned, that she's on the low end for influence mm-hmm. for captains. But that's not where she shines.
Well, she shines by the seashore with her bird.
To get like impossible three free charges for one influence piece, I'll take the five.
Yeah, no, like her character plays are Deadly Wings, which is she chooses a hair AoE and then she can move it, reposition it within 4 inches of its current location, Smoke has.
Like Smoke's, but the hairier, that basically adds, is it plus attack and plus damage?
No, it's just damage. It's just basically damage? Tooled up in that area for models, enemy models in that area.
Yeah.
And then she has Hackback with Fleecy. Their mascot, which basically means it can make a dodge up to its base move. And then she has Airmail. This one's pretty crazy. This one's sort of awesome.
It's an amazing 14-inch pass.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a 14-inch pass, basically, that costs one influence. And if she owns the ball, she just gets to, for one influence, just be like, and now you have the ball. Basically, she's just giving it to the eagle, and the eagle's delivering it to someone else.
Exactly.
That's pretty awesome. Like,
yeah. Is that an OPT, just once per turn?
Yeah.
Well, okay. if she gives the ball to somebody, I mean, it's not like she can do it multiple times.
Well, yeah, hold on. I ran into a game the other day where I had somebody kick the ball to someone, mm-hmm. failed it, bounced right off the obstacle that was right in front of them. Landed right into their thing. They're like, I kick it again. Kick it in there, bounce back.
Hey, are you talking about our game?
Yeah. who was that? That was somebody that was useless on your team. I can't remember who. Oh, man.
Oh, was it Mist that was doing that?
Oh, yeah, it was Mist.
It was Mist, yeah.
Yeah, Mist kicked the ball. Useless? Like, yeah. Well, Mist couldn't kick the ball worth a shit.
Mist could not kick the ball worth shit. She finally got it there. It only took three tries.
Mist is a he, though.
Yeah, Mist is a dude.
Yeah, he, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
That's okay.
I'm getting mixed. Yeah.
You're getting your mixed up?
Yeah, I'm getting mixed up. So, yeah, like that's her character plays, which are pretty great. Like, I mean, her playbook was, you know, damage on one, it's push momentous. On two.
Yeah, the momentous damage is like, where is that? Having like the one on one, two on two,
three.
Or two on three, and then
what, like tackle three? On four and knockdown on five and. Three on five.
Yeah, that's solid.
But I mean, having the one damage, I mean, so many players have just got one damage, but it's not a momentous
exactly.
one.
Exactly. The momentous one.
The
on
momentous
one is,
one is really nice.
Especially when you start wrapping magically with, you know, shooting out attack 11 attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, her back, like her character traits are great too. Like, or if she has assist with.
Freesley,
yeah.
I think it's Freesley. I think that's... how is it spelled?
F-R-E-L-S-I?
Frelsey?
Frelsey,
probably.
So, whatever. But, you know, she gets plus one tack, plus one damage with him.
We'll just call him Jason Freesley from now on.
This one is crazy. Death from above.
Yep.
It's basically like she gets to make a charge,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but she doesn't have to charge.
Yeah,
she just it's attacks a range someone charge, within range 6 inches... And she gets plus four attack to that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically similar to the range shot that Cinder has.
Yeah.
Where she can actually make an attack and actually be, like, in base to base.
Yeah, but Cinder doesn't get the plus four attack, though, does
no.
she? Yeah, no, she yeah. Doesn't. Like, this is crazy. Like, she's just like,
correct.
Oh, yeah, we're going to also give you the plus four attack, which is great. And then...
You have to do snap up a Harrier, so there's a bit of setup to get it, though. And that's where I think a lot of it's going to come, is, like, the ability to, like... Single all players, take them out, or not take them out, but like basically like isolate them, get a Harrier on them, and then being able to exploit that. That's where she's going to shine. And if you're able to do that, I think it's going to play very well. So it's like almost like a control kind of game again, which is mirrors the Hunters very well.
Yeah, and her legendary play is it's a 6-inch pulse, and anyone and enemy models in the pulse suffer 3 damage and the snared condition.
Yeah, I know, that's just money.
Yeah,
it's just like great. Screw you, Smoke. Screw you, Midas. I'm better than both of you.
It's like Radicalism.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
oh, I love Radicalism. Ugh. That was released, too, since the last time we were on, too.
The other thing here is this Deadly Wings that moves the Harrier. It's not a once per turn.
Yeah, so you can, like, set up multiples of those,
Well, you can keep moving the same one if need be, too.
Well, like, when you use the Death from Above, it, like, pulls it off the table.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the person you're attacking, though, isn't within the Harrier, you can move the Harrier times to get it there and then use Death from Above.
Yep.
And stuff, so.
There's other models that put out the Harriers, though, too.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't put them out. Yeah. She doesn't put them out. She just moves them and stuff, yeah, so.
Yeah, they said there was three, so there's the two that have been Minerva and Matagi, and then a yet-to-be-determined one. I don't know if it's probably not going to be on the mascot. It'll probably be on one of the other two players.
Yeah.
Birdman, or who's the other? What's the other one?
I don't remember. Is it
Harvey Birdman?
Yeah. Attorney at Law?
I would love if his name was Harvey.
Everyone should just paint him that. That'll be perfect.
Attorney at Law.
But no, that's the new captain.
The new coach could be a hippo. You get that thing I sent you? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was just wrapping up saying, like, that's the new captain.
Harvey Birdman is Harvey the new Birdman. Captain.
Yeah, yeah. Harvey Birdman is the new captain. Harvey Birdman is not the new captain. Like, her stats are, you know, sort of mediocre, but she shines in her character traits and her character plays.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to get the boxer. I really like the... After playing the Ratcatchers, I've played them a couple games now, so I kind of got a good use of them, and I really like how they kind of feel they feel complete with just that set, and just adding in even the other twos. Like, I haven't even played them with Bonesaw or Veteran Graves yet.
Sure.
Because I don't even know who I'd want to take out, because I like that team the way it is. I love Palag. Mm. Holy cow, is Palag the best.
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah.
Or Pelage, whatever Pelage, you want to call it. Is it Pelage?
Yeah,
it's Pelage. Okay. But my God, she is a terror on the field.
Well, she beats ass.
Yeah.
Especially against all the boys.
Oh. I was not going to pick him up. And then Andy went and showed. And then I took a look at Andy's. And they are so well sculpted and stuff. Damn it. And I went around and turned around and picked him up. Yeah. So, hey,
the local store thanks you.
Yeah, the local store does thank me because I'm...
God, a sucker.
I am a sucker. They are some of the best plastics that they put out yet. Like, they are so much better than the farmers and stuff like that. They're just beautiful plastics.
They're just getting better and better.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see the Falconers. I hope they're better than even the rats.
Yeah. I'm sort of interested to see what the morticians are with the new
resins. The resins? Yeah. I'm sure there'll be a lot better quality than the other stuff, yeah.
There'll be multi-part kits, though. They're not going to just come in like a one-piece kit, though. Yeah, so you're going to assemble them, but it's going to be full resin.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish they wouldn't use black.
That was the only problem, because when I looked at yours, they looked like they were already primed.
I wish I had.
It's really hard to see the detail on them unless you got up really close. So definitely not going to be priming them black.
But. It was like when I got the newsletter about how they're going away from metals now, because that's their new path. But then they showed off all the morticians in there. But they're all, like, if you had, like, for me, I had my screen was not very bright on my phone, so I'm just looking at it. I was like, oh, they just put out outlines of all of them. Like, that's interesting. Well, that looks like a neat looking bone saw. I haven't seen that one before. Then I finally turned up the brightness of my phone. I'm like, oh, there's some detail there. Mm. But yeah, black doesn't take very good pictures for miniatures.
No.
It would have been much better if they gave us just 3D renders.
Yeah, that would have been cooler, yeah.
Nope, that'll probably get me to actually pick up the morticians then.
Yeah, I just finished getting all the models. Johnny was able to bring me a couple more models today to finish off my collection.
Well, come on, you didn't finish them off. You got those rookies you got to get.
No, I'm not getting
them. I got all the rookies for every team I own, There's three teams I don't own, so I didn't get them, but... I have all the rookies for them.
Yeah, so
I can't get all of them. I can't justify it. It's too much money. I have everything.
Well, yeah.
I mean, after all the minor guilds are released, and you know, I have all of them.
Yeah.
I could see myself pick. Rookies aren't going to go away. I mean, they might go away in metal, but they won't go away as a choice yet. Because that's something that should be around for a long
time. The rookie league, I think. Well, I mean, that's going to push that, but honestly, I'm going to paint up the ones I use for my mostly used guilds and probably replace the model, you know, those models with the rookie models, just because I think the rookie models look pretty damn cool. Like,
yeah, a lot of them are really sweet. I love that mash.
That's my favorite one. Best one. Yeah,
mash is pretty cool. Rookie Fangtooth looks amazing as well.
Mm.
I like skinny Fangtooth.
Zerolo is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's a good one too. Yeah.
Yeah,
most of them are pretty sweet. There's a couple that were kind of meh. I can't really remember. The ones that really didn't impress me, huh? Strange.
The ones that didn't leave a lasting memory.
Yeah,
on you?
Huh? That's strange.
Yeah, I just love Mash. I just love that, like, he came into the league and he's nice and built and jacked, and then you go and see where he turned out after a couple of years with the Brewers.
What do you want from him?
Well, he got married and he's with the Brewers, so yeah, he's just drinking beer and sitting there.
Is he married? He's married to Esther.
Yeah,
isn't
Esther.
Esther.
Yeah. That's why. Yep. And they have a puppy named Quaff, and it's so cute.
I love Quaff. Quaff will never see the table, probably.
I've put him on the table. I actually like him. I think they both have good. Well, spots
I guess now that they went to the new deck, yeah, I guess takes a little bit away from Trash Kitty.
Oh, with veteran Decimate in there?
No.
Decimate, but no, she doesn't add Nemo. Like, it's just because there's no more Sic'em,
sure.
So then, like, you're kind of incentivized because now you actually have to, like, kind of set up a little bit more with both the mascots. And having a model that sets up really well in Mash, or not Mash, and Quaff is really nice with, like, hitting, like, Spigot or Vet Decimate with, like, a bag of Quaffers is just gross. Decimate should not be attack 7. No, it's not. Even at 6, she still just hits that, like, knockdown stagger and just deletes people.
Yep.
Like I said, I just now finished getting every single model in the game, besides the veterans and the loser bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have those yet. I don't have any of the rookies at all, mainly because there's no need for them. But yeah, eventually, I was gonna do it up for our announcements that's coming up here, MuzonCon. I originally was going to be doing a specialized Andy style event that I called Build a Guild, and unfortunately, time frames and play testing, I could not get it finished in time. So we're just going to do a normal snake draft on Sunday.
Snake drafts are really sweet.
Yeah. So I have all the models for the snake draft because, you know, hey.
Now, talk about MuseCon. Looking forward to playing whoever's going to show up.
Hell yeah.
I probably won't do the Nations Cup on Friday. I'll probably just do open play, but I'll definitely be doing
the actual tournament
on Saturday and then doing snake draft on Sunday.
Sweet.
Yeah, yep. I plan on playing in all three of the events there and open play and just as much go ball as I can humanly get into my body.
Yeah, I think Andy and I are probably going to go hit up Deadpool Friday morning.
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking about joining you boys on that, so we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
So Deadpool. And we definitely have to talk afterwards here about hotel arrangements.
That's a good call. Yes.
Yes. So I'll make sure we try to remember that for the end of this podcast here. That nobody needs to know about this right now, but, you know.
Yeah, hey, whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's topical to us.
Yes.
Sounds good.
So take a guess. Johnny already knows, probably. Take a guess. What was the hardest model to find, to get a hold of?
Oh, we've talked about this a little bit, but you were talking Tentacles was pretty hard.
Tentacles, not so bad.
Oh, I thought you said he was really hard to get at one point. Maybe that's changed here.
The hardest one for me to actually find on any website or anything. Siren?
Vet Siren?
No.
Really?
Nope. She was on the shelf at a store.
Oh.
Yeah,
that
was in my local store.
The hardest model for me to find, and Johnny's kicking his ass right now, his own ass, because he didn't pick him up.
Yeah.
Strongbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because Johnny was like, oh, yeah, there's one for Armada Games. I'm like, I think I bought that one.
Bitch. I already have Strongbox, so.
Yeah, Strongbox Well, I mean, Coin is really awesome, but I think when Strongbox came out,
I have three versions of Coin.
Yeah, but I actually have two, because I have the Sultharian one and I have the Grave one.
Oh, you don't have the base one then?
I don't have the base. Oh, yeah. Base one. Yeah, so
I only have the base one. Oh, yeah. I have the Sultharian one too, I guess.
Yeah, so.
And that's a lot of my models actually are. I don't have the original models, like my Esters and Quaff.
Yeah,
I have the
old ones of those.
Yeah, nice.
Because there was a guy that was selling the Brewers Guild, and I'm like, you know, I need these X characters. And he's like, oh, I can't really split up the team for that. I'm like, well, you got the alt ones. Do you sell those? He's like, sure. I'm like, good.
Done.
There you go.
Yeah. So for my plans over at MuseonCon, I am going to be Friday probably doing some normal Guild Ball stuff. I'm going to be doing a class for for assembly miniatures, how to prepare, how to pin. Basically, it's going to be a Q&A session. You know, whatever you have questions, I will try to answer to the best of my ability and show you how I pin and assemble miniatures.
Nice.
I do it well.
Yeah, you do. I think you could like drop some miniatures at him with like a golf club and they'd be perfectly fine.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then Saturday, I'm actually running a Blood Bowl tournament, which I shouldn't be talking about on Guild Ball.
Oh, no, not Blood Bowl.
Not official. Yeah. You can talk about that.
Yeah. But Blood Bowl is an amazing game anyway, too. Running that a tournament most of Saturday and Sunday, I'm running the snake draft.
Yep.
So hopefully this should be a good time. Everyone should be invited. Do you guys have any, Johnny, do you have any events that's up in up there that we can skip again?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Wow.
No, it's
funny thing about that.
Yeah, we don't have anything quite yet. We'll have a Falconer's release thing whenever we get the kits for that and actually make that happen probably sometime. They come out in June, right?
I think June 18th. Yeah.
So probably like late to mid-June we'll have something. And then we will eventually get an actual tournament up there, but...
We got to get an actual tournament down here.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was originally going to try to set up something for May, and it turns out every single weekend in May is pretty much filled with other events.
Jeez.
It's kind of scary in our area to try to set up events for miniature games because War Machine is going really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm in the WTC or the WITC and ATC committee. Yeah. And we've been having troubles trying to set dates because there's so many other fucking events going on at the same time. It's difficult. It's cool to, you know, that we have so many people gaming. Milwaukee, I think, is doing like some kind of big War Machine.
Yeah. They have like a 6-pack thing going on. I played in the last one and then they put this one this upcoming weekend, but it's like Mother's Day and sandwiched like the week before MomCon, so yeah. I can't go. No.
Yeah.
Right after we bribed you to go to see Judge Mathis, too.
Dude, that was sweet as hell. There's no bribing needed on that.
So talk about your last Ratchet Catchers event.
So it was me and Ethan, and we played a game and had a good time. Woo!
It was just you two?
Yeah, nobody else was able to make it. It's okay, though.
I was planning on coming until my wife informed me that, I'm actually going to be giving my grandparents a tour of Epic that day, so I'll need you to watch the kids. And then funny thing happens at 10 a.m., it turns out that her tour for the grandparents was the weekend after.
Oh.
She didn't realize until 10 a.m. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's okay, though. I mean, it's fine.
I really wanted to go because I was like, I want to go up there.
In Graves. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go, too. I didn't wake up until like 10:15.
You guys are such bastards.
I'm sorry.
No, it's totally.
I blame my wife, though.
I blame my my WoW addiction. So. I was up really late, and I shouldn't. Yeah, no, I was planning on going, and then I just woke up at like I said, 10:15. I messaged Ethan about it. He's like, "Come on up anyway." I'm like, "Dude, I'll be there for like 2 hours, and then drive for another 2 hours again."
Yeah.
I'm saying that trivially because I know that you drive down here for 2 hours.
Yeah, somebody's a better friend than the other.
Somebody's younger and more resilient than I am.
Not that much younger.
Somebody doesn't 30. Have a WoW addiction.
You're 30.
I know. I'm so old.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. When I was in high school, when I was a senior in high school, where were you?
If you were a senior, I would have been 6, so...
You would have been probably kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah, first grade, I think.
Yeah.
I'm old for my age, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old. Jeremy's not much... He's...
I'm 37.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy would be at least I'm the junior
middle.
High.
Yeah, you're the middle guy. Yeah.
I'm the middle.
Yeah. Ugh. Damn it. I hate being the old one. I'm always the old one. Except for when Brian's on the Crippled System podcast. Then he's the old one.
Really? I thought he was younger than you.
No. I just got more gray. That's okay. That's Yeah, I look 42, but fuck, but I look old. Wait till I shave this off. If I shave my beard off, man, no one will recognize me.
Well, it'll knock like 10 years off you for sure.
Oh, yeah, probably 20. Until it starts growing in, so it's like a gray stubble then it just looks really bad. So do we have any other announcements or anything?
They just went and put out the tentative schedule for SteamCon USA.
Oh, yes. Yes. So down in Nashville. Yep. That's in October, I want to say.
Yeah, October, it's like October 14th? Yeah, 13th, 14th, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I want to make it, but I'm not sure if I can, because I've got these events coming up this weekend. Then a couple weekends later than that, I'm going to Origins, which unfortunately Steamforge does not have a presence at.
It's like more of like Origins is more of like a board game con though, isn't it?
Yeah, but they have board games.
That's true. That's surprising that they wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean they could be shoving for new orders for Resident Evil, Dark Souls, the card game. Yeah, no, they've been there for the last couple of years. They're just not there this year for some odd reason.
Yeah, so it's October 12th, 13th, and 14th. They're actually doing something really cool in the fact that they're opening the store every day at 9 a.m., but not starting any tournaments till 10 or later. Giving people the ability to go to the store, get stuff, and then go to the tournaments.
That is cool.
But that's sending, when I go to my War Machine events, I like sending like 5-6 other people to go, or just sit there and not get anything new.
Yeah.
Because I decided to go into an event.
But yeah, Friday they're doing like their main qualifier. They're doing only 4 rounds and then cutting it to the top 8, and then the top 8 move on to Saturday and stuff.
Okay, sweet.
And then they're just doing like God tier tournaments, and they got painting seminars and stuff like that. So, but yeah, they just released their tentative schedule for each day.
Are they going to steal my Hobby Lounge too?
Maybe. I don't know. They actually have, they have some stuff in there, but no, it's I'm still on the fence. Like I want to go, but Nashville's I'm not really sure if I want to travel to Nashville.
Nashville's a drive. I mean, you have to basically drive.
I'd probably fly.
Fly to Nashville?
Yeah,
Nashville. I guess it's not too bad.
I would fly. So it's more of a. Do I want to spend the money on the flight and the hotel and stuff like that?
Or do you want to drive for 8 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just worth it to fly, honestly.
Right. I agree there. It's more of just like, I'm not positive if I can justify the money for it. Because the hotel it's at is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Rooms are not super cheap. I
thought it was like $200 a night or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Like that. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
you get a golf course. It's
fucking Tennessee. You can get a good hotel at some other place, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, down the road, there's probably a Motel 6.
There probably is. But I like the convenience of staying at the place.
Correct. That does involve drinking, that then you don't have to travel that far.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, it's... So, that's out there. That was just released here. No, I don't think today, but like yesterday or something like that. So, check that out if you're interested. The pre-sales end Monday at noon, but like noon, like British
time.
Yeah, yeah. British time. So really like, 6 a.m. here.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this year. I have a possible buying a house and like a reception for our wedding thing to plan. So,
oh geez. Like
wait, you're getting married?
Those are like super cheap things.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I didn't know you were getting married.
Yeah. Me and Lacey have been engaged for 1.5 million years now. So we finally decided to we're doing like a Japanese style. So we're just going to have like a wedding over this, like the marriage over the summer, and then doing like a big reception on Black Friday of all days. So that should be fun. We just figured it was like easy. You guys will both be invited once that
happens. Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. Could we play a game of Guild Ball?
You can talk to Lacey about that. We'll see what she says.
It's only 9.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah.
It's about 8 hours to go to Columbus.
Yeah, Ohio. I know. I would prefer to fly that trip, too. I've done that drive.
Yeah, I have, too.
Fuck Indiana and fuck Ohio.
Yeah. To all of our fans in those states, we don't actually hate you guys.
I don't hate you guys. I just hate the states.
9 hours and 15 minutes to drive to Nashville from here. I mean, that's not counting driving in Nashville to wherever. wherever the hotel is at.
That's just if there's traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's potentially doable. A flight might be, it definitely is more convenient.
Yeah.
And traveling with Gilball is a lot more convenient than other miniature games.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Needing, so, you know, 10 models versus an entire army for like War Machine or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say. I mean, we have.
Surprisingly, we haven't been together for a while, but really there's like a lot of the stuff that's been going on has already been really talked about, or it's like been way in the past. So the new stuff has just sort of been the Falconers.
Mm-hmm. Falconers and then
being released in SteamCon and stuff. And
yep.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Hunters with the Falconers. They should be pretty awesome.
They released the events for Gen Con yet?
They're
working on them. I don't know specifically for Gen Con. I'm probably not going to make it for Gen Con. Oh, that's what I was going over. I was going over all the things I can't do because of Origins of that. Normally around September, there's a Blood Bowl tournament that's an amazing tournament that mm-hmm. everyone should go to. Again, not trying to overwrite the Guild Ball stuff, but Blood Bowl is an amazing game, and there is an amazing tournament called the Chaos Cup that happens in Chicago, Illinois. It is a ridiculously huge tournament. I have been to every single one except for one.
Oh, yeah.
And because that one, I was sick as hell.
That's forgivable.
That sucked ass. But I've been to like 95% of them. And then I might be asked, I have been asked to judge at the WTC, and I have to save up for a plane ticket to go to Poland.
Awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
So, yeah. But that's only for War Machine though. So I'll be judging for War Machine at that time.
That's okay. Yeah. You can still hang out with the Guild Ball dudes.
Yeah.
Do all that. Yeah.
And then I forgot about that too. There's the WITC that is at the end of July, I want to say.
Yeah, it's late July.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably playing that with people's. We'll see how that goes.
Yep. WITC is it's kind of similar to the team tournament event. I believe, is it three teams?
It's three-man three teams.
Three-man
teams
this time? Yeah, the WITC. Yeah, they went the three-man.
It's an entertaining event. We originally wanted to do something with that with Guild Ball for the ATC, but we just... It was kind of too late. Kind of late to the party for that one. So this next year for the ATC, more likely we'll have something set up for Guild Ball there. And we'll probably try to get some more of the podcasts and the folks down in Chicago to take a listen.
Oh, yeah, maybe come totally. Up. Well, I mean, they wanted to come in, and like even like some of the East Coast dudes were thinking about coming in, but it was just like a little too late for like the interest.
Yeah.
You guys could be like pimping that right now and just like...
Hitting
that home, and then we'll be
once the WITC gets done, then they'll start to really start promoting the ATC.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll be working on that. And plus, there's a little disarray too with Steamforged and how they were handling some of their events mm-hmm. going out at that time, because you know they weren't making any true announcements on what was all being supported for their cup standings.
Yep. I think you should talk to like the WTC committee for Guild Ball and like. Try to get one of their teams a spot as well. I think that'd be a great way to promote it.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'd be like happy to do it because I think it was a bit late and that also.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I remember correctly, the WTC for Guild Ball also was, they were like, oh, we're done for the year. We're not going to start something up until 6 months mm-hmm. later. So yeah, I'll definitely do some talking on that because I'm going to be there. I'm hoping I'm going to be there. It all depends. For one thing, I need passport. that's very useful, but that only really takes like 2 months to get
at most.
Apply for it like right now because sometimes that can get bogged down. So,
and then I need money, so that's not gonna be too bad because I'm paying off a bunch of things now, and I'll be I have more money
rolling in it.
Yeah, well, not really rolling in it.
That's why he's playing so much WoW. He's getting those items that he can sell.
No, I don't sell any. Tigers. I don't sell anything in WoW.
He's so desperate for money. He's selling his pets.
No, I can't. No, seriously, I have so many pets though. I could probably sell in the auction house and actually then sell it for real money.
Yeah.
No, it's honestly the one true quirk that I have is just laziness. I'm not like. Going there to look up to see how much the value is, what's going on there for the pet, and then actually typing in the numbers for the value for that pet, and then hitting submit. Too much for me.
Too much. Oh, too much. Man.
Yeah. Plus, I got sentimental value. All of them. You know, like that the random spiny lizard that I have, that I have three of, that I can't catch any more of. I need all three. I can't get rid of them.
Why? Get rid of two of those.
No. Can't do it. Can't do it. They're all my friends. They're Bob, Billy, and Zip.
See, Andy's got a hoarder problem, but only for virtual items.
Oh.
I've seen his basement.
Have you seen my basement?
Well, yes, but it's not sort of a hoarder, like, it's not really bad physical. Like, you have a lot of stuff, but it's like we can still walk around, no problem.
Yes, you could fall. You could fall over in my house and not hit a miniature.
Right.
I mean, I've got. Oh my god, I still have Warhammer Fantasy stuff down in the basement. I still have a ton of that. That's off in a corner. The table that's down there right now is filled with Mompok.
Yeah, you're really excited about that.
I have a I have a 4x6. Yeah, 4x6 table down there. The whole table has got all Mompok.
Do you have pretty much the entire line for that, or
no? Crap. No, I do have all of Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the mole people. I can't remember what they were called. There are second edition versions of Cthulhu.
Is there one named Saul? Because if not,
what, the mole people?
Yeah, Saul the mole people.
There's probably not. Aww. No. No, I've got a bunch of the Terra. They're the dinosaurs.
Mm.
I got a bunch of those. I got a bunch of the monkeys.
Apes? Are they?
Well, they're apes. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Man, you really just went and offended a lot of people by calling them monkeys.
A lot of apes. I've offended.
Yeah, you've offended a lot of apes.
With the ape uprising that's going to happen in the next some odd number of years. You better get your shit together now.
Just take out Andy Serkis now, and we won't have to worry about it. and then I've got the Planet Eaters. I don't know if they were called the Planet Eaters, Planet Destroyers maybe, or something like that. Planet Eaters, I know, is a 40K Marine thing. But
World Eaters, yeah.
World Eaters!
It's chaos.
No, so then they were Planet Eaters then, probably.
Possibly,
for the Mompok. But I got those guys too.
Okay.
And I have a ton of buildings. I'll show it to you. I'll show you my Pepe Steve as soon as we're done.
All right, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a long silence there, but unfortunately it'll be cut out when I run the truncate silence.
Nobody will even know.
Yeah.
But now they will, because we've just talked about it.
We brought it up. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you guys have anything else you're looking forward to in the next year for basically any miniature games? I mean, and not just Guild Ball related.
Oh, that darn CID for War Machine. I'm excited.
Well, I saw you were playing Circle at you played Circle at the last pack.
Yeah, I'm back in, for my War Machine, I've been doing a lot of Circle, and it's nice. It's so good right now, and people are just not utilizing them at all, and it makes me so happy, because I can be this beautiful little snowflake playing ultra powerful lists that nobody seems to care about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bradigus or whatever is back on top, and he's always good.
Did they change him yet, or is
he got reworked or whatever?
Oh, so the Thorn CID is actually out now, or
no? Not the Thorn CID. He was in the Wold CID.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
He got buffed in that, and he got reworked to being good again. And that list was—it's essentially the Mark II list, where it's him, a bunch of two
World
guardians,
watchers.
Yeah, two guardians, five watchers, and then just supports and stones.
Hmm.
So it's awesome.
I've got my Baldur 2 list, so I'm pretty much ready to go if I decide to go into Wold spam.
Mm, nice.
Well, not really Wold spam, but just Wold.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking a little bit of War Machine, I've the Exemplar CID. It's really I've been looking at it pretty hard, and the new characters
tapping that vein,
just tapping that vein. Vein. My god, I need a little bit of protectorate back in my life here.
Have you seen the 3D models?
Yeah. My god, those guys. I may just be buying them just to paint them. Just to keep up on my protectorate. I may not bring them out for another 6 months or so, but
those models.
Who's the boss?
I have more models for Who's the Boss to get too. But those models that they previewed recently of the new what's her name?
That's the caster and the Exemplar.
The Exemplar caster. But the ones they previewed there look so much better. And I'm going to rag on a model a little bit, on a couple models, actually three models a little bit, the Legion models. Have you seen what Animag and...
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. What the hell were they thinking with Animag? She looks so frumpy and bad.
She looks flat.
Yeah, that too.
Just her outfit doesn't flow. Mm-hmm. It looks like they took the body just made her body and then just pasted clothing onto yeah. her. It doesn't. I don't know who sculpted it, and I don't want to say it, but that should be redone.
Yeah,
I don't like the new
armor. My only thing I'd have to say is the new Cinerator UA.
Yes.
My problem with him, yeah. he just looks like a Cinerator with just a cape on. Like, he's got like the same pose and stuff like that. Like,
he might look much different when you see the actual model.
Yeah,
he
could be maybe, but the 3D render, I'm like,
yeah.
At first, I looked. I'm like, so it's just a Cinerator. It just looks like a Cinerator. Like, it took me a while to realize, oh, he's actually got a cape. Like,
yeah, I guess.
I mean, I really like the pose. I really like the Cinerators. I really like the look of them. But if the guy's supposed to stand out and all, he sort of looks like, my first impression is, oh, he sort of just looks like another dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's even better then, because then he could stay hidden in your
yeah.
ear.
Yeah.
Now, I guess for me, for models, I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing what, and I'm jumping away from War Machine. I want to see what the next minor guilds are.
Oh yeah,
because we know that Navigators are supposedly for the fishermen. I think they released that one.
Yep.
We know Lamplighters, but I have no idea who they're actually playing for.
Oh, Lamplighter? I didn't realize that was spoiled. Holy crap! Oh, that's sweet.
Wait, did oh. Well, we know that there's probably going to be Lamplighters.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Well, I mean,
they've been talking about them for years, though. So.
Yeah. And I think Rich Luxem posted a picture of a lamp on his Twitter as well within the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
So, but who knows who they fight, who they are for.
It seemed probably engineers. I can see like those two kind of being like civil engineers.
Or alchemists.
Alchemist too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities with them because we haven't seen like a color or whatever, or like the guild symbol, and that's like the big giveaway.
There's a weird symbol that's on the Rat Catcher's fast train, the little piece of train that comes with
it. Oh, it's like the Baratheon symbol, right?
Yeah, it's got an elk on it, which you know, looks like it might be, you know, hunters, but it's not the hunters because they have a very specific symbol for them.
Exactly, yeah.
It's and not Falconers, but
I think that's a symbol for the city, actually.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Okay. I think that's what that actually is, because that's like on
the manhole
city
cover.
City manhole cover, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yep.
I mean, we don't have any idea, unless you guys heard, what's playing for the butchers.
I think it's the cooks that might be.
Oh, the chefs? A bunch of if it's a whole team full of guys with chef hats and aprons, it's going to be amazing.
Oh. It might be. That was just like rampant speculation that I heard about. I think that makes sense though, that would be them.
It sort of would, yeah.
Either chefs or kind of like a livestock farmer type thing. Yeah. You know, like the farmers, but more so for livestock building.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, brewers we don't know either.
Brewers I think are getting entertainers.
Oh, okay.
I think
that was the one that made sense. And then what was another one? It was
all wearing jousting outfits.
Yeah.
Or just jousters outfits.
Full kind of stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. That'd be pretty awesome.
Have two guys on
Harlequins and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking like two.
Yeah.
Two,
you're thinking
two guys
of
on horses.
I was thinking of like.
Oh, you were thinking
jesters.
Jugglers.
I was thinking jesters. Sorry.
I'm thinking of jousters.
Yeah. I said jousters meant jesters. Yeah.
You could do the same thing. You could just have a jester on a horse.
Next level.
Hey, yeah. they've already got it. And he's got to be juggling. He's like standing on the saddle, juggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
But that's how some people died.
Oh.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have been doing that.
It's not safe.
But no, and then like the Miners Guild, I think they were going to either go with like Masons or Blacksmiths, depending on.
You mean Miners, not Miners.
Yes, Miners. Exactly.
Miners?
Yeah, Miners.
Miners, Miner Guild.
Yes, the Miners, Miner. Yeah.
See, Miners to me makes more sense for like Blacksmiths.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Because they're getting like the ore and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my
speculation. That's the random speculation corner.
The Soltharion look pretty cool. Pride looks amazing. That was a model that came out.
Pride is sweet as hell.
Since we broadcasted last.
Yeah.
How did they get like the five thing?
The way that they talked about how they were doing with the Union and then the Miner Guild, until someone laid it out. It like literally took me like four times of reading that message to finally understand what the hell they were talking about.
And then
finally someone else laid it out, said like, these models are here, this models are here, here's your two crossover models. I was like, oh, when I saw it like that, it made sense. But the way they wrote it up, I was like, what? Who? What?
Yeah, because it's basically veteran Brisket, veteran Fangtooth, veteran Spigot, or seasoned Spigot.
Seasoned Spigot, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say veteran Brisket? Seasoned Brisket, veteran Fangtooth, seasoned Spigot, Benediction and Grace, and who's Pride?
Yeah, Pride.
Yeah, that's the six.
And then Harry Mist are the cross people, and then like Grace and Benediction are also cross people too.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah,
so they have like four crosses. So they get like 10 players, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah,
is the OPD, is that changing to be where it's only eight for every guild now?
No, they've already changed it. So what happens is like the minor, so any minor guilds that have like less player selection, they get an extra plot card or game plan that they get to use.
Yeah, they get eight instead.
So they get like eight and they discard down to six and they always have six in their hand.
Yeah,
and they always have one more than you.
And then
they also get plus one to the starting roll.
Yep.
As well to determine kick or save.
I saw that and I wasn't sure if that was the case. And
yep,
that's the case.
I'm playing rats all the time now.
Yeah, it's a nice little benefit, yeah.
I'm really curious. Oh, plus, I guess the announcement of possible season four.
Oh, yeah, they were saying season four. That's happened
at SteamCon UK, is it? Or is it
It might be the US. I think they might. Yeah, I don't know exactly the...
I thought they were releasing it. Well, I thought it was, fall or winter of... this year that it was going to be released, I thought. But yeah, I'm looking forward to see what they do in season four. There's always some models that need a little bit of tweaking and stuff like that, but it'll be interesting to see what they do. I'm also just really looking forward to fluff-wise where they go with it, because some of the stories that they've released have been pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which minor guild captain is going to die before he's even released? that's what I'm looking forward to.
They're not going
to
kill off any of those captains. They only have one. They can't do that.
No, they can kill off another one. One that we don't even know yet. And then they're just going to mention that the minor guild and then that person's dead.
And then there's the other captain.
It'll be the minor guild.
Oh, God.
There'll be a collapse. And then actually the whole team will be dead before they're actually released.
And then there's the new miners. Oh, jeez.
They're just a cave-in.
Yeah, just a cave-in. Just a, you know. And Chilean Cave-In, and all of them are gone.
I was a fan of the miners before they went underground.
Yeah.
See, that's how I'm going to have my minor guild. They're just going to be a pile of rocks in each corner. Just put a name next to them.
People just pushing pancaked models. They're not proxies. They're just flat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Podcast took a turn.
Hey,
dark.
Is it dark? It is dark because there's a cave-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
And one... Actually, the minor guild would actually be really awesome because their mascot has to be a parakeet in a cage.
Oh, for sure.
A canary.
A canary. Canary, yeah. The parakeets are dumb anyway, so they'll probably die quick.
I found out something about canaries, that they didn't actually die, that they actually had a... when they passed out and stuff, to let them know there's something going on. There was actually a device that they used to revive them and stuff.
Oh, cool. Well, they also pulled them out of there too.
Right, they pulled them out and then put them in this device to go and revive them. So they never actually officially would die. Like
an iron lung for a canary?
Because that would be like money that what they would lose. So.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. I still like my proxy team. My proxy team was just all flat miners.
You're a monster.
And then you just write their name out in red, like in blood. So
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Blood for the blood god. You just write the name out.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to build a stadium, and then like on the benches and on the side of my team, I'm just going to have their families just there, all crying. Poor little Billy lost his father.
And see, the goal is just going to be like, it's supposed to look like the opening to a cave with just a tiny little hole through it that you can potentially see through.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Or it's just going to be the mouth of the cave that just says, do not enter.
It's getting sadder and sadder.
Yeah. You'd buy it.
Maybe.
Depends how good the rocks look.
Yeah. Depends how good the rocks look.
You can use them as basing for another team. Oh, man. Oh, that could be the Halloween one for next year.
Use them as basing for the Masons, where the Masons are trying to get them out.
Yeah, they're like cutting those stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The miners could also be for the Masons, too. That could make sense,
yeah,
too.
That's,
yeah.
No.
It really just depends what kind of stuff they're mining.
Yeah.
Just really went down a hole there.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally. Yes.
It never came back up. We could have another minor guild could be called the Excavators.
See, they could be the minor guild for the engineers.
The Excavators?
Yeah.
Yeah. Use that kind of crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have no idea when we're going to be able to record next. We were trying to do this like every other week or 2 weeks or once a month. I think we'll probably end up this having to be just a once a month thing until Johnny sort of buys a house down in Madison.
I'm not in control of that.
You do. You have partial control. You could say like buy a house closer to Madison.
You've got like 20% control of that.
Yeah, that's true.
20%. That's closer to what actually
went. Yeah, I'm not a married.
I'm married. I know what it's like. Yeah. I try to think it's 50-50, but I know better.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, we can make it happen whenever we do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't really have anything else to say. Do we do recommendations here?
Yeah, we did. Before?
We do.
We have. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we should probably get to those.
So, yeah. All right. Well, for my recommendation, I'm recommending Hyperlight Drifter for the PC or systems too. I don't know. I'm going to play it on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's essentially like 2D Dark Souls, and it is sweet as hell. It's like story's ultra minimalistic. It's just beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's
beautiful Atari style graphics.
No, it's more of like, I want to say like Sega Genesis, like Super Nintendo era.
Oh, really? I thought it was even cheaper. And I thought it was like 2600 style.
Maybe it's that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a little, it's not like the most perfect graphics, but like, just like the art style of it's just so minimalistic. It's so beautiful.
Like Meat Boy. I think it's Meat Boy's guy.
I think that's about it. Yeah.
I think Meat Boy has a crossover character from there is too.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, but no, the game is like challenging as hell. It's super tight. The controls are really pinpoint and it's great. I'm loving it.
Awesome.
So I'm going to go with the one recommendation that I really shouldn't have to recommend, and that's go see Infinity War because it's goddamn sweet.
Yeah, go for it. Go see it before it fades away.
Yeah. The other one is...
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
No. That Spider-Man is... I know a lot of people probably like Lip Sync Battles, the show, and I actually enjoy it, but Tom Holland is in that, and in the latest episode, and it's
full on cross-dressed, is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does Rihanna's Rain and stuff. It's pretty sweet to see. No, it's pretty awesome. It's funny as hell. I love it. But yeah.
I'll have to check that out, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. Like
I'm gonna recommend a game that's 4 years old, but it just came out for free on the PS4 for this month. It's Rayman Legends.
Oh.
It is an amazing platform game. It's very tight in the controls. Very entertaining throughout it. So some really good animation. I think it's like a first gen. I mean, or it's this recent generation at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I think it was, but it's a beautiful, fun game. Very good. I can't recommend it more. I need to play more of it.
Well, you gotta stop playing WoW then. So
I know, but there's so many more pets I need to level. I need to get them up.
How many more pets do you have left?
I could show you on my computer. I have. There's like 16 I have to get. Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to play WoW for a month and then I can recruit you and then I can get another pet?
No, I'm not getting back into that deep dark hole.
No, you could jump in the hole with me. I'll keep you warm.
No, I'm lazy to keep me warm and I don't want her to leave me.
Well, you know, what's you know, you could just have another set of pillows.
No. I think I have to pass. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
So one last thing I got to say.
What?
Everyone needs
mm-hmm.
to walk with Elias with me. That's all I gotta say.
Walk with Elias.
Walk with Elias.
Oh, that's another WWE thing you have not been into.
Oh, yeah, God damn it, Andy.
No, it's not a Rikishi quote. No, no. Johnny's last time Johnny's like, is Stone Cold still fighting? And like, like, no, no. There's so much good stuff. You need to come over here Monday nights. That's why you need to move here.
No. Okay, well, it's if the only you reason. Lacey, go for it. I'll do it then.
It's the one part I really enjoy. I love Elias. His stick is amazing.
Yeah, so you at least remember the Honky Tonk Man.
No.
Oh, man.
So basically, Elias gets up there, starts a song, insults everyone from the city he's in, and then he gets interrupted.
Oh, that's fine.
He also gets incredible cheers from the audience.
Oh, my God. He gets like the loudest when he says,
like the new Rock?
Walk with Elias.
He's kind of in the very similar to how the Rock kind of finally turned it around.
Sure.
And then became the fan favorite. Yeah. I mean, because he was a bad guy for a long time. No one liked him at all. But then just with his mic skills alone, slowly turned the audience until they were like just cheering everything that he said. That's basically Elias now. Elias is in that middle of
he's making that turn.
I'm a heel. Now everybody's just saying everything that I say.
Okay, yeah. Nice. So,
and then he insults him for it.
Yes, he does. It's awesome. That's perfect. Like, I'm not a huge wrestling fan, and the only reason I watch it is because I come paint at Andy's place on Mondays or Tuesdays. But yeah, Elias is
he's worth it.
I just love it. Yeah.
Yep.
The first time I saw a stick, I'm like, oh, God, I love that stick. Like,
yeah, because you know what WWE stands for?
World Wrestling Entertainment?
No. Walk with Elias.
That doesn't sound right.
It does. All right, so that's it for our still untitled Gilball podcast, possibly named Concussion.
More than likely named Concussion.
More than likely named Concussion, but still untitled.
Okay.
Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you guys in about a month or so.
Or hopefully at MomCon next weekend.
Yeah, whoa! All three of us will be at MomCon.
We will.
Bring your shirt. We can actually do this.
We don't even have a t-shirt or anything.
We don't.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, come and say hi to us if you're at MomCon. It'll be kind of cool.
Yeah. I'll be the guy with the long beard and with the long gray beard. Johnny will be the guy who looks like he just slept in the lobby.
Not wrong. My hair is pretty wild, so that's how you'll find me, I guess.
And then Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
I guess I'm the pretty boy of the group.
You,
I don't know.
I was trying to think of a boy band.
Yeah.
Hot guy. And the only one that came to my head was Lance Bass.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
It was the only one I could possibly think of, but I didn't really mean to make it an insult.
I'm the Lance Bass of this group? Wow. Thanks. That's a nice way to end this.
I'm so sorry. You're the Andy Samberg of the Style Boys for us.
Oh, there we go. I'll take that one.
Yeah, that one's much better.
I'll take that one. Right. Talking about that, Brooklyn Nine-Nine canceled.
Oh, what the frick? I know.
I know.
I saw that news on the way.
Oh. Yeah, thanks for ruining that for me. You showed it to me.
Oh, so good.
You know what? It's Fox.
I know.
And Fox can go F itself because it has so many good shows like Herman's Head.
No. All right. Cut the podcast. We're done.
No. Herman's Head. No, but I mean, they unleash so many good shows. I mean, there's Almost Human. That was a really good cop cyborg show.
Yep.
It's got Carl Urban in it.
Okay. That's cool.
And I can't, unfortunately, I don't know his partner's name at all, but he's been in a bunch of other things too. Yeah.
I mean, they did give Fringe a full run, so I can't fault them on that.
Yeah, surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Fox shows. Ugh. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys later. See you guys at MomCon.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.